From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A second hydrogen gas explosion at a damaged nuclear power facility in Japan has sent smoke billowing into the air and injured 11 people. And at another reactor, the Japanese government is acknowledging that cooling water levels dropped, completely exposing the nuclear fuel rods. Chief Government Spokesman Yudiko Idano, speaking through an interpreter on NHK TV, says pumping has now resumed and cooling water is again covering those rods.
If this water injection were to continue, then it is believed that cooling will proceed, meaning that the situation will stabilize.
NPR's Dan Charles is following this story and joins us now. Dan, does this period during which those fuel rods were fully exposed increase the chance of any meltdown at that reactor?
That is exactly the risk. If the cooling water goes away, the fuel rods can overheat, and then they can disintegrate, and then they can sort of drop down to the bottom of the reactor vessel. And that there's the possibility of losing control over the nuclear reaction at that point, because previously when they're in the fuel rods, there are control rods that shut down the reaction. And that's what, when they fall down to the bottom away from the control rods, that's what you call the meltdown.
So does the fact that the cooling water is again covering those rods mitigate that risk at all?
It's not clear that it is covering the rods yet. They haven't said whether the cooling water that they're now bringing in has fully covered the rods. But if they succeeded in bringing all the water back in, then the cooling should be happening again.
Thanks, Dan. That's NPR's Dan Charles in Washington. Millions of people in the northeastern part of Japan are bracing for a fourth night without food, water, or electricity in freezing temperatures. NPR's Rob Gifford has visited an evacuation shelter in Sendai, Japan.
A few miles inland, they've now set up these evacuation centers, and I was in some of those today. And really, the Japanese people are bearing up remarkably well, considering the magnitude of this disaster. The one I was at today, 3,000 people huddled into a relatively small elementary school. Very, very basic makeshift toilets, fires burning wood over with a grill over it with a large pot for boiling water, and that was it. Basically, come and get your boiling water to put on your instant noodles. That was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford reporting. Relief groups are also trying to reach the hard-hit areas of northeastern Japan. The Kyoto News Agency is also reporting today that some 2,000 bodies have washed ashore along Japan's Miyagi Prefecture. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 47 points. The Nasdaq Composite is off 6. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is calling on Congress to make changes to the No Child Left Behind law before the start of the next school year. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president will be making his case for revising the law when he visits a middle school in Virginia this morning.
The Obama administration says the accountability standards in the 9-year-old No Child Left Behind Act are too rigid and warns 4 out of 5 schools may fail to meet those standards this year. President Obama wants to change the standards to focus attention on the worst performing schools. His plan also calls for more flexibility for state and local governments to improve teaching. Mr. Obama wants better measurements of how effective teachers are, based in part on how well their students are learning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Corporation is buying lubricant maker Lubrizol for $9 billion. NPR's Paul Brown reports word of the deal comes just weeks after Buffett said he would use Berkshire's large cash reserves to acquire other businesses.
Warren Buffett is widely seen as the world's most successful investor, and his Berkshire Hathaway Corporation has emerged from the recession with a $38 billion pile of cash. His annual letter to shareholders released last month says he's looking for companies to buy outright to further increase Berkshire Hathaway's earning power. Buffett says Lubrizol is just the type of healthy, profitable company he wants to buy. Lubrizol makes lubricants and chemicals that could be in more demand as the economy recovers. It's posted a strong quarterly profit and forecasts increased earnings for this year. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
At least 33 people are dead in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber posing as an army volunteer detonated a blast. The attacker walked into a group of recruits and fired the explosives. 4 children were among the dead. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.